Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, the class increased a little bit.
It did.
I'm Carolyn Bismatos, and I also work in the Office of Organizational Development and Training with the County of Los Angeles Department of Public Health. I am the leadership coordinator in the office, and I'm also a public health nurse by trade. Now, what I'm going to be talking about is about project management, and my question to all of you is, who here in this classroom at this point lead projects or project management? Does anyone lead projects? Has anyone received any formal training on project management? So just a few of you. So a lot of you are leading projects but have not received any formal training in project management. And that's the reason why we've incorporated a project management instructions and skills practice into a comprehensive training program for new supervisors. And Cherie Forche, who's our leadership unit manager in the Office of Organizational Development and Training, she will talk more intensively about our new supervisor development program. And I'm only going to be talking about incorporating this project management training. So by today's session, by the end of this session, you'll be able to explain the best practices around the use of formal project management methodology to both organize running small and large scale projects. You'll also be able to explain how project management instruction and skills practice fits within the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health's leadership framework, as well as the new supervisor development program. You're also going to be able to list and describe at least two organizational and financial benefits of formal project management training within a large public health infrastructure. So the purpose of project management training is really to increase organizational effectiveness and reduce costs by training the public health workforce on project management fundamentals. Like what Noelle mentioned, we have 4,000 employees. We have a lot of employees who are supervisors and managers, and we also have public health professionals that lead projects and have not ever had any formal training. And another purpose for this training is to prepare these folks to both lead and serve as a member of a project team. So our target audience, obviously it's our public health supervisors and managers because they do lead a lot of projects. And also public health professionals who manage projects as well as serving team members in a project. The definition that we use for Los Angeles County Department of Public Health regarding project management is the process of leading a team of individuals in planning, managing, and executing a number of related tasks to achieve a specific outcome by a specific date. So why project management? Why are we providing a project management training? Well, as you see here in this bullet point, in the United States alone, evidence has shown that public and private organizations spend approximately $145 billion on failed and mismanaged projects each year. That's a huge chunk of money. So of that, $62.5 billion of these public and private agencies are spending to train and develop their employees, but only $10 billion is spent on project management training. So how can project management training benefit our Department of Public Health? It allows flexible and responsive approach to changing demands. We at our department, and I'm sure a lot of you have been affected by our fiscal crises in public health, and we also have ever-changing things that are happening in our department. For example, our H1N1. We've got a very high demand with our H1N1 activities, and I'm surprised we're here today because we have a lot of things going on back home. But project management training really allows for that flexibility. It also allows us to plan and monitor the impact that our projects have. How are we doing? We have several tools that we provide for our participants to actually see a visual of how they're doing in their projects. And if they see things that are not going well or things are not getting done when they're supposed to get done, we can make changes before it's too late. Okay. So what we're trying to do is ensure that our projects don't fail. Another thing about training is that it teaches the importance of time and setting goals and objectives. So it's really important, time management. That's a big thing that a lot of our participants have complained about. How can I manage my time when I am carrying out and managing multiple projects at the same time? Also, it enables the project manager to focus on priorities. So what is the most important thing I have to do today to really get this project going? Also, tracking performance. Tracking performance is really important also when you're managing projects, and I'm sure a lot of you, because you are project leaders, tracking performance is so crucial. We're talking about ensuring that our projects are getting moved on and tracked in a very good timing, especially if we're juggling multiple projects. We also want to ensure that our team is doing what they're supposed to be doing. Are they getting their tasks done on time? And also, it enables the project manager to overcome difficulties. What are barriers that we are anticipating that may happen in our project? So where does project management fit into our existing training plan in the Department of Public Health? This training was incorporated just recently into our leadership framework in 2007, and the introduction to project management training became a mandatory course within our Department of Public Health new supervisor development program in 2008. And the reason why it became a mandatory course is because we had no formal, a lot of our participants had no formal project management training or methodology in place to assist them in the management process of their projects. And most of them also had no formal coursework in project management. A needs assessment data also indicated that the participants, as well as other staff, felt that they were lacking knowledge and also training to really carry out a project effectively from start to finish. Now, the structure of our project management workshop is an 8-hour course, so it's done in one day. And the content follows the four phases of project management, which are initiation, planning, implementation, and closeout. It is a classroom-based, It's an instructor-led course, and one of the key concepts, of those four phases of project management, they include, again, like I said, initiation, planning, implementation, and closeout. Once these key concepts have been presented, participants are given a mock project, so it's for the whole 8-hour day. They're given a mock project to put into practice the skills that they've learned in each of those phases. And then with that, the case study is threaded throughout that entire curriculum, giving every participant an opportunity to follow their project from the beginning to the end of the project. We also provide our participants a pre-course knowledge check that we administer right before the instruction is given. And we just want to get an idea and assess how knowledgeable they are about project management. And then after the course has been, it's actually during the course, we do a post-knowledge check. And these post-knowledge check questions are asked at the end of each of those four phases of project management using the audience response system that Noelle just talked about with all of you. And what it does is it helps the facilitator obtain immediate feedback from the participants to check to see if they're really grasping those concepts of project management And also it allows the instructor and facilitator to reinforce those concepts that were actually unclear with those post-knowledge test questions. All right. We also provide a 2-inch binder of all of these materials containing the PowerPoint presentation. We also include a project management toolkit CD, which includes all of the tools that we are going to be providing for them in the class, as well as a detailed instructional guide on how to use each of those tools. And we also provide examples of those tools. We also provide a hard copy of the toolkit, including the case study exercises as well as the solutions. We have 6 course objectives for the project management training. They include define project management, list and describe the 4 phases of project management, name 3 potential benefits of project management, create SMART objectives. And for those of you who don't know what SMART objectives are, SMART objectives, it's an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. And then number 5, identify 3 factors that influence a project's success. And lastly, list and describe at least 3 project management tools. Okay, in order for us to develop this curriculum, we had to do research, of course. And so what we did is we really researched on the best practices from academia, from our own internal resources, from organizations, and other reliable resources. We also met with our Department of Public Health staff to discuss the training needs for this particular curriculum. Turn off telephone. Okay. And then Emily Peach, who actually spearheads this project management curriculum, audited several project management courses from leading providers in the field of project management. So with that, we were able to create a course charter outlining the course requirements for project management. We also hired a qualified consultant to work with us to co-create a course customized for our public health supervisors and managers. Also, we were able to finally complete the course curriculum in August of 2008. So we first implemented the instruction in November of last year, actually, just a year ago, and we offered it to our new supervisor development program participants. They were able to complete the course evaluations that day, and we also conducted a focus group 2 months later because we wanted more feedback from them on how this course really affected them. Was this effective for them? And then we also piloted this curriculum to our Department of Public Health Quality Improvement Team, which includes our nursing administration, our Public Health Nursing Administration program, our Health Education Administration program, our Quality Improvement Team, our own Organizational Development and Training program, our Public Health Investigation program. Okay, so all of those programs. And we piloted just this year in March, and we also conducted a focus group a month later to get more feedback from them. How can we make this curriculum very effective for our Department of Public Health staff? So as of June 2009, we've had a total number of 78 participants so far, and 96% out of those participants were really satisfied with the course. The knowledge gained, the average was about 20%. We also have gotten a lot of feedback about requesting to have these materials be made available on our learning management system. Does everyone know what the learning management system is? Okay, I see a few nods. Some people are looking at me like, I don't know what that is. What we have in our department, actually our county of Los Angeles, we have a software called Learning Management System. And it's actually a software for delivering, tracking, and managing training and education for our Department of Public Health staff. We do offer this course only twice a year because our new supervisor development program program is an extensive program. It's a 6-month program, so project management is actually only offered twice a year. And we were also able, at this time, within the last year, able to modify some of the tools to incorporate the information that we received from our focus groups as well as our course evaluations. Oh, and that's it. If you would like more information, Emily Peach, who is our health educator, spearheads this project, but I also have my business cards as well as Emily's business cards if you have any other questions in the future. Thank you.